I have recently discovered a technical problem with, I think it's called Google I/O Group, the email service. For some reason, it's telling me my emails keep getting bounced. So I went into the website settings and I logged in. And I'm just wondering, like, if anybody has any suggestions on how to fix that from happening.
So, yeah, I think you're talking about groups.io.
Yep,
Yeah,
group.io.
I've had to deal with this as well because I run several lists on groups.io. It is really annoying, and I've never really gotten a definite answer on what causes it. So, what you should be able to do, though, is the alert that you receive via email should provide a link, and it should basically say, hey, your messages are bouncing and you need to do something about it. Go to this link. And although it never really explains what happens when you go to the link, it somehow alerts groups.io that you, in fact, are a real person and that your email is working. And it will then, on the website that you link to, will say, hey, your messages aren't going to bounce anymore. And when I've done that, the messages do seem to stay unbounced. Now, if you've done that several times and they keep getting bounced, then I'm not quite sure what to do. But usually, if you go to the link within the warning email that you receive, it should fix the problem, hopefully for a long period of time.
I had this similar problem, and what we ended up doing in my situation was completely unsubscribing from that group and
Okay.
resubscribing, and it so far has corrected the problem.
The other thing you could do is go right to groups.io, log in with the email address you're using, and then find that group and see if there's like a join link to see make sure that you actually are joined.
I'm still having issues getting JAWS to speak Spanish. I did what was suggested, which was to check and see if the language detect setting was checked, and it was indeed. When I go into the JAWS basic utilities and I set up the program on default Spanish, it still reads Spanish as if it were reading English.
The item that you're trying to read, are you trying to read something that's written in English or Spanish?
It is written in Spanish,
Yeah.
but a blank line, it'll say that in Spanish, but then it'll read the text as if it were still attempting to read
In
a
English.
written
Okay.
English text.
Well, this is a failure of language detection, which could be a whole host of issues. Is what I recommend is going to voice utilities and setting up a specific profile that is set to the Spanish language. So, for instance, you go into language utilities and you set it to read Spanish and whatever synthesizer you're using. Save that as a specific profile and call it like Spanish or something like that. Then, if you do that, I believe it's Control Insert S. You could change your profiles. So then, when you're actually using something that's written in Spanish, you could force it to use that Spanish profile. That's probably the most effective way of doing that.
I'm Marta. Are you writing these documents in Word?
I'm using WordPad or even HJPad at times, but mainly WordPad.
Word has a way of switching, of telling Word which language you're actually using. And I don't think you get any of that stuff in WordPad. As far as WordPad is concerned, you might be able, if you switch the system language to Spanish, you might be able to get somewhere that way, but I think the problem is that the language detection stuff is not getting the information
Yeah.
it needs from WordPad.
Steve, I would be very hesitant to start changing the system
Yeah, I
language.
understand. I
I
understand
think all
because
she really needs to do to start troubleshooting this is forcing it to use a profile that is set to Spanish.
I am just installing my new SE2 iPhone. I need to be able to dictate both in English and in German. That used to work fine for me, and I still have it working on my iPod. I want to do it on the iPhone as well. I can't get it to work. What I have to do, and what I did, is there is a keyboards in general, there's a keyboards tab button, and you have to add a new keyboard. And so I added that for German, and it does, when I then go into a document where I want to dictate, I can normally tap the next keyboard, and then it goes to the next keyboard, and it goes between English, German, and emoji. And it tells me that it's doing that, but it isn't really doing it. There are no, so I'm not sure what's going on.
When I do dictate, I dictate in English and Spanish. And there was a time when I had difficulties dictating in Spanish, even though I would, you know, I would set up the keyboards for me to be able to dictate in both language. What I had to do was I did pick a language. I forget what the default is right now. I think the default in Spanish. So I made those changes in the general accessibilities utility. But then when I'm dictating a text message or an email, I also have to change the keyboard there. And when I change the keyboard in whatever application I'm using to the language that I want to dictate, that's how I'm able to dictate. Okay. So change the keyboard in the application itself.
So I'm trying to get started in learning some programming, specifically Python, and I'm having some trouble figuring out how to install it as a JAWS user. So if anyone can recommend some help documents that explain that.
I can probably help you out.
My player is rolling out Surface Pros.
No, I mean, the Surface Pro is basically it's a Windows tablet, so it basically adds Windows into a tablet form factor. You can hook up anything external that you need, like a full-size keyboard, a monitor. I don't think you'll have any trouble. If you're used to using Windows on a laptop or a desktop, the transition shouldn't be that difficult at all, if any at all.
The Surface Pros, the top part can be a tablet or it can be the screen of a laptop. The bottom part, of course, is the keyboard. So you have two choices when it's connected. It looks like a regular laptop, and then you can push a button and unconnect it, and you just have a tablet in your hand without the keyboard.
How good are the keyboards? Are they, I always have
it looks
problems.
No, it looks just like a regular keyboard. It's the keyboards, if it's a Pro, the keyboard is fine. It's just like a regular laptop keyboard.
When I'm on my phone on this Zoom and I hear participants, someone's going in, someone's going out, it's a constant thing that I hear on VoiceOver. Is there a setting which I cannot find where I can stop that from occurring, hearing who's going in, going out of the meeting?
If it's bothering you, just remember, you can do a three-finger double tap in VoiceOver just to mute the VoiceOver speech. Of course, you're not going to be able to hear buttons when you want to, but then you can just do a three-finger double tap to get your speech back.
And I know on a PC, you could do Alt Windows S. The
iPhone. And the Alt Windows S, is that just stopping the speech, stopping that feature?
It only stops the announcements.
A couple of things regarding the Alt Windows S. That command is correct, but it only works in JAWS. You really have to have Brian Hartchin's scripts in order for that to work. Later versions of JAWS do come with a basic set of scripts. But the bottom line is, if you're using, let's say, JAWS 2019 or 2018, and you don't have Brian Hartchin's scripts, Windows Alt S actually won't work, because that was a scripted command that Brian added to the scripts. I have seen some new settings within Zoom in Windows where you can silence a lot of these announcements, but I don't believe that Zoom by default has hotkeys to selectively silence or speak certain types of announcements. Windows Alt S will work if you're using JAWS 2020 or later, or if you're using an earlier version of JAWS, you can download a free set of Brian Hartchin script. NVDA users, there's now an NVDA add-on which will provide some additional hotkeys, and there is a similar key in NVDA with that add-on to silence announcements, but it's not Windows Alt S, and I don't know what it is because I haven't tried that add-on yet.
Okay. So Cindy, should I assume that that feature is not available on a Mac?
No, it's not.
Had a question. Has anyone used AirDrop? I'm trying to use AirDrop with an iPhone myself, and my mother has the iPad, and we do all the connections, you know, with the Bluetooth wireless and go to AirDrop, and I picked the person, so, which is her contact information, but it just says the person is waiting.
I think once you're trying to send something to someone, if I remember right, there's like something in their notifications that they should click on.
And we're not getting that. The one time I was successful doing it, that's how I remember the notification. It's a quick notification that pops up. No, it's not showing up.
Are they both on the same version of iOS, or is one way off the other one?
No, same version of iOS. Yeah. Thank you. No, I just said I will keep trying with accessibility through Apple service and see if they can figure it out.